are rolling.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
So what? I know.
Okay.
What we could talk about is solstice in Seattle.
Okay, so solstice in Seattle. This is funny.
The big naked bike ride.
Okay, so Seattle.
Did I just kill it?
What?
The punchline?
What'd you say?
The naked bike ride?
No, it's okay. I've never been. My kids were accidentally taken by my husband with some friends. They were like, let's go look at the parade. I was like, aren't they a little young for that? But they went. I've never been because I'm, as I said, not a joiner.
Yep.
I'm counterculture-ish. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm cool or hip or anything. I'm apparently not cool. My adolescent child told me that's because you're not cool. I was like, okay, thank you.
Well, she doesn't know what cool is yet. Like, she still thinks the cool is cool. And when you become an adult, you know that not cool is actually cooler than cool.
I might be boomerang cool or backward cool. Like,
no,
like,
that's totally true.
Okay, thank you.
You're 100% cool.
Backward cool.
You're so cool, you don't even need cool.
Okay, like, I don't even know. Are people using the word cool anymore? Is it rad? No, that's definitely not cool.
No, it's tubular. But, tubular's back.
No, it's not. No, it's not, is it?
Oh, it's 100% tubular? Back. Yep, I'm going to send you out into the world with that.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're pulling the wool over my eyes. Anyway. You're listening to Mouthy, Messy, Mandatory. I'm Ronit.
I'm Katie.
Thanks
for being here. We might sound a little bit different this week than we've been sounding for the last few weeks. We've got our fancy schmancy mics again.
I love them. I don't know how it sounds because I'm only talking. I don't have earphones, but exactly. I have this feeling it's really good.
I think it's velvety.
I think maybe I feel like dark chocolate.
But the reason the sound has been so different is because we have been using the audio from another project that we've been working on. It's the big reveal. So coming in July on the Young Turks Network is a new show starring Katie and Ronit, produced by Large Media, Smart Mouth.
Yeah, 80s superhero music.
We haven't landed on music yet, is what I'm saying.
But
we
I'll keep testing out little ditties. So yeah, it's we're going to be doing a lot of what we do on Mouthy, Messy, Mandatory, but with a little more structure, and it's on camera, and you'll be able to find us on YouTube.
Yep, on the Young Turks Network on YouTube.
Yep. Yep. Yay.
So we're super excited about that. But in the process of developing.
And I'm sorry. I also want to say, just before we go on to our apology, which I do want to get to. Didn't you say our apology?
No.
Oh, where did that come from?
I don't know.
It's because I'm Jewish. But I do want to say, I just hear I'm sorry all the time. Did I do something?
Hi, I'm here. I'm on time.
Sorry.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway, I know we keep saying that we're going to tell you, we're going to tell you, we're going to tell you. And we keep posting these kind of cryptic messages and photos. So finally, we feel good. We can exhale here.
Yes.
We can tell you what's been going on. We just wanted to keep it on the down low until we had the okay from everyone. And we do have the okay now. And so Katie and I have been preparing content like we always do, but in a different way. And we've also been preparing ourselves in a different way because we will come to podcast in sweats sometimes. I'm sorry to, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that. Sometimes our hair is up in a dingbat.
Wait, what's a dingbat?
It's my own expression for when my hair is in a thing on the top of my head. It's a dingbat.
Oh my God, it's perfect. It's perfect. I'm stealing it and using it and amplifying it. I'm going to have hair ties made.
Yeah, it's called a dingbat on them. Well, because mine kind of rocks back and forth when I shake my head. Yours is so thick that I don't think it does. Your ponytail stays.
Yeah,
mine will just like kind of slide and it's a dingbat. But so we just come to, you know, we could have like a pimple. We could have whatever's going on and we just come and do the podcast. It doesn't matter.
I have a pimple right now. Ronit said that because I have a pimple.
No, I don't.
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Your pimple is hardly noticeable, not compared to last week when you had a bigger one.
But no, yeah, it's true. I had two really big ones right before my birthday. My skin was like, you'll always be 15 to me, Katie.
It's lovely. And I was like, it's because you're young and nubile. So, anyhow, so what we've noticed is that we have to care about our clothes and our hair and our faces now.
Which is what we wanted to talk about on the show today. It's just, so when we first started working on this show, the on-camera show, we were super excited. I mean, really, really excited. Yep. And what a cool opportunity and what an amazing company
we
to be working with.
We flew to LA. We had drinks.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was super official.
It was really, it was fun and exciting. Yep. And I felt for the first time a little like twinge of like, can we do this? Not like doubting our ability, mm-hmm. but the thing that like planted the first seed of like doubt for me was just like, oh shit, I'm gonna have to do my hair. a lot. I'm going to have to learn how to do makeup. Have to like figure out the whole clothing thing. And that was the first like place that my head went to. And I'm trying to decide if that was because I was confident that we'd be able to just nail the actual content, mm-hmm. or if it was because I was terrified of being able to nail the content, but it's a lot easier to fixate on something that's external and superficial and quote unquote fix mm-hmm. that.
Sure. Well, I think I knew that I feel the same as you do. What will happen to me on days when we tape is that I will fixate on the superficial, even though I know I need to fixate on the prep for the show. But where I kind of hone in on is, do I look okay? Is this going to be okay? Because somehow in my old actressy roots or whatever, or my own personal roots, because I don't want to group everyone in with my behavior who's an actress, but I always wanted to nail it physically and kind of on the exterior to feel better on the inside. That was just kind of my vanity. And you know, I'm always aware of that
stuff.
But
I want to stop you right there, because I do not think this is an issue of vanity. And we've talked about this a fair amount in the last few weeks as we've kind of prepared this show and prepared ourselves for this on camera show. I don't think it's about vanity. I don't think it's about ego. I don't think it's about being superficial. I think it's about being a savvy enough adult. Mm. And recognizing what is expected of you, not just as a woman in the world, but now as a woman who's going to be talking to people through their screens. Right. You know what you're supposed to look like. And it's not like I think this is the only thing that matters. It's that you know how much it matters by consuming not just media, but then the media about media.
We grew up watching people, anyone on TV. And of course, whether you're watching a network like MSNBC or CNN, or whether you're watching when you watch pundits or you watch any kind of programming or hosts of anything, they are groomed. I mean,
they're totally groomed.
Some kind of funny gimmick about not being
and
groomed.
It's also the first thing that somebody says in praise of a woman is she looked great.
Yeah.
She looked put together. She looked poised. She looked polished. She looked beautiful.
You mean validating what they're going to say.
Yes.
But I think it's also interesting to note that when we get our news, the reason why Instagram, for example, is so big is because it's a visual medium.
Yep.
And I don't think we should undervalue how important visuals are to people. A picture tells a thousand what is it?
A picture's worth a thousand words. A picture tells a thousand seagulls.
A picture talks my ear off. A picture just won't stop talking.
A picture talks my ear off. Ronit, you're killing it today.
Thank you.
With the dingbat and the picture talks
my
ear off.
You know, I love looking at you, and I love having a big microphone in front of my face.
I know. So, you're killing it.
And so I guess it makes me feel like I feel that I am very attached to the physical and how we're going to portray ourselves and what we're going to look like. I also know how important visuals are, because when you have a certain look, or when you have it together, or when you're conveying something in a particular way, you can make sure your message comes across better. So, for example, those pictures of immigrant families being separated, children in cages that we've been talking about on our podcast probably affected you in a very searing way.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yep.
You didn't have to read a couple of lines. You didn't have to look for a quote or a soundbite.
I knew it was wrong immediately.
You saw it right away. And so that's, I think, I would say that's part of the reason why you and I know it's important to come across as presentable as people who've got their act together or who are dynamic, so that people will maybe pay better attention to what we're saying.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But I think the system is super fucking broken, because I have my shit together way more when I am in my glasses, no makeup, sweatpants, scotch in my hand, hair's a fucking mess. Mm. Than when I'm like sitting fully dressed as I am right now in like a blouse and a blazer and heels.
Yeah, chances are I'm getting more pages done on my book when I'm dressed in sweatpants and like a little schmata.
Exactly. So this is what drives me crazy, is this idea that we have to put, like, we have to split our effort.
Dad, so schmata was for you. he loves it when I use Yiddish.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Hi, Dad. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it drives me crazy that we have to split our attention so much.
Yeah.
Then this is not something that's necessarily demanded of men in media. Like, you can show up in your shitty t-shirt and your weirdly fitting jeans, and everyone's like, well, we should hear what he has to say.
And I would say, I think that if a guy came in scrubby and unshaven and hair unkempt, not in that kind of cute little scrubby way that people do.
Yeah,
people
which I love.
Say, pull yourself together. You know, you're on
but
camera.
Would they?
But they wouldn't care so much about what they were wearing. I think for us, we are women, and it is kind of the way it is. And you and I, we come in and we'll say to each other, "Wow, that's a nice top," or "Yeah, hey, cute earrings," or "I love that we matched colors today by accident." And we notice it. It's just kind of the way it is for us.
It is. But this is when we were talking about Jordan Peterson. One of Jordan Peterson's big points is that men and women.
He's the spokesperson, unofficial spokesperson for the incel guys.
Yeah, he's this Canadian nightmare doctor who he speaks rationally
and slowly.
God. Well, he's been talking a lot about how there are biological differences between men and women, and this he suggests is one of the reasons that men are better suited to leadership and women are better suited to not leadership.
Yeah,
whatever that looks like. But one of the things that he talks about is the difference between men and women in these studies that he cites, where he talks about personality traits and how men tend to care more about ideas and women tend to care more about aesthetics. And to that, I say bullshit, sir, because you cannot separate in these adults. Like, these adults did not come out of a vacuum. They came out of this society, and this society trains people what they need to care about, right? It trains us that when a white guy stands up, Jordan Peterson, and starts talking, we need to listen to him. And it's only after years and years of like working on this and questioning this that we start to say, actually, I think that guy's full of shit. I know he looks like what I consider an expert to be, but I don't buy it. So when you're talking about, oh, women care about aesthetics, it's not because we don't care about ideas. It's because if we are going to like put ideas into the world, we have to care about aesthetics first, because that is the thing that people value us on. That is the thing that people are going to say, like, yeah, I'll listen to you, or
you have
I won't
good
listen
ideas
to you.
And you know how to present yourself.
Exactly.
Because presenting yourself is sort of in that wheelhouse.
Yeah. I don't know. I the more that I've thought about this, the more I really feel like it's such an important, it really challenged me having this opportunity to speak not just audibly, but then visibly. Or as we've tested the show and developed the show, it really was an important part of like confronting the insecurity that I had, that like I wasn't good enough in some way, or that
I think it's also the more you do something and the more validation or feedback you get, that it's providing a good, it's good, it's not like a, it's a resource and it's appreciated, the better. And I did use a passive voice there, but it makes you feel a little more confident. So the more we've worked on our show, Smart Mouth, the more we've gotten the tests going and figure out what our content and order is, similar to you, I feel I belong there, or I can be there and do this. And it doesn't matter, for example, if I wear the wrong earrings or if my hair happens to look fuzzy that day, even if I try not to.
It doesn't destroy your
mojo. It doesn't destroy
it,
because I hope that we'll have a body of work, just like we have with the podcast. I mean, we have 30 episodes of this podcast now. Yeah. We're going into season 2, and we've grown in what we cover and how we cover it and how comfortable we are. And the response has been so nice from our listeners, and we try to tackle things that people are interested in. And so I think it'll be the same thing with our show.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think as we've gotten a little bit more comfortable with the format and more kind of secure with how we want to, you know, the issues that we want to cover on Smart Mouth, which are, you know, how issues in the world today are affecting people, even if they don't think they affect them.
Right.
You know,
because
what I mean?
I never considered myself a very political person. And then I've grown in my interest and my awareness and my information from doing this show with you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best part about, I feel like I'm doing an ad for our show. I don't mean to do that. It's like an infomercial. I have some jewelry to sell you too.
Is it the necklace that you're wearing right now?
It's right now, and it's available for
a
limited time.
I love it.
It's just $29.95. But anyhow, I'll throw in these nail files with it.
Oh, wait.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Okay. Well, so I was watching.
Wait, are you going to sell me something?
No. I was watching John Oliver last night, and I wanted to say something real quick. So he was teasing Sean Hannity. This was last week's John Oliver, or a couple weeks ago. And he was teasing Sean Hannity about Sean Hannity's advertisers. And one of Sean Hannity's advertisers is like this sock put-oner machine where like you like open the sock over this frame and then you don't have to like bend down to put your own sock on your foot. So exactly. This is something that I had never thought about this, because you think about infomercials and it's always like, is it too hard for you to touch your own face? And then, you know, you've got like a person like trying to touch their face and poking themselves in the eye and doing like a hilariously comedic like, oh, I just slapped myself accidentally, you know? And when you watch these things, it's like, who needs this? Who needs help touching their own face? This.
No. Well, yeah, no. Go on.
But the answer to that is people with disabilities a lot of the time. Mm. A lot of these products were developed for people who are disabled in some way and who need help putting on socks. You know, not everybody can just bend over and put on their socks. And so while I was watching this, and it was funny, you know, the infomercials are funny because they're able-bodied people really mugging it up about like using these products. But if you think about someone who has a disability who literally cannot put on their socks, I mean, I felt like that when I was pregnant. It was really, really hard to put socks and shoes on. When you're, like, super pregnant.
I really feel that way for the last year because I've had like a lot of low back stuff. Yeah. So I'm like,
yeah. So just in terms of infomercials, just think about them that way. The next time you watch an infomercial and you're like, who needs this? Think about like, somebody needs this. Somebody needs this. And it might not be the actor that they cast to pretend they need this, which in and of itself is a little bit kind of shitty. Being
well, like those tubs that have the little railings and the special little tubs for people who are older and need help or who
if you
disabled.
Have like Mr. The Rock using the tub with the railing, it's like, this is ridiculous. He clearly doesn't need this.
I'm just trying to talk about Mr. The Rock on this episode because I know we all want to. But anyhow, so I guess, yes, we're super excited to do this. We're going to continue doing the podcast. We're going to continue to do the show. You're going to see it on the Young Turks Network the first week of July. We'll be talking about it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about the stuff that we care about, the stuff that you care about, and this. You know what? We look like how we look. This is how we look. Okay, we're gonna wear clothes.
Smart mouth with Katie Anthony or Need Fine Glass Plank. We look how we look. Okay,
this is what we look like, fuckers. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. I can't contour everything.
I'm not blonde.
No, exactly. You can find Mouthy Messy Mandatory wherever you get your podcast. Please do subscribe and rate us because it helps other people find us, which we love.
I want to see some more ratings.
We love you, but we also love other people. Like, we need to be open about that right away.
It's time to let some more people into our relationship.
You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mouthymessymandatory or on Twitter at Mouthy Podcast.
You're so good at that. I can't keep them all straight.
Well, I just really try to open my mouth.
I see that you are really opening your mouth.
Wide.
I want to give a shout out to Large Media, who basically nurtured us, and to Tina.
Hi.
What up, Tina?
And to Joelle and to Sarah, because we wouldn't all be here without them. So
Sarah,
yay.
Whom you know from our fabulous Large
commercials
in the podcast.
All right,
and coming in July. In July, you'll see us on Smart Mouth on the Young Turks Network. Looking how we look, talking how we talk. Quacking like a duck.